Hey, this is Steve Gutenberg, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. Today is episode 110. It's one of our curated podcasts. On the episode today, we've got Brian Vassallo of the band Signal Hill. How's it going, Brian?
Doing really well.
All right. So Brian is on the show today. He came up with the playlist. But before we dive into the playlist, so Brian, what's new in the life of Brian Vassallo?
New in the life of Brian Vassallo? Quite honestly, not terribly much. really kind of just been busy putting together an upcoming tour for Signal Hill that's happening in the end of September. So that's been really kind of keeping me busy. It took a while to really kind of book the shows, as some people may know, and it's always a lot of contacting, and that can always be pretty cumbersome. But at the same time, like, that got done pretty quick. And I don't know, now I'm just really excited to kind of just, like, promote that and also promote just some a lot of other things that are going on with the band. So as it is all kind of coming together and we're about ready to tour, it's kind of exciting, I guess.
All right, sounds good. So you guys are going to go on a tour somewhat soon. So what's new in terms of Signal Hill?
Let's see. We've so the tour that I had mentioned earlier, it's we're looking at, I think, four shows on the East Coast, and that's starting on September 20th, I believe. And so we're looking at going to Philadelphia and then Baltimore, and then we're also going to play New York, which is where Dave and Rishi are, and then conclude in Boston, which is pretty exciting. So
if you want, you can give the dates.
Oh, sure. I mean, September 21st is we're looking at going to Westchester, PA. And then the 22nd will be in Baltimore, 23rd, Brooklyn, New York, and then the 24th will be in Boston. And then right after that was planned, we were looking at, actually, the tour had originally been put together with our friends from Australia, All India Radio. But they weren't able to come to the U.S., unfortunately, because there was some issues with them receiving some grant money and then them getting their visas. So, unfortunately, they aren't able to join us. And so we kind of decided, pre-planned before at least, to put together a split 7-inch with them. And that was recorded pretty recently. And I think they're pressed and ready for pre-order. So, you know, if anyone is up for a pre-order of our upcoming split 7-inch with All India Radio, that's available now.
All right. So is this the first time you guys are going on the East Coast?
It is. It is. We've done the West Coast when we were, like, the first 2 years we were a band, and then just kind of doing little weekend shows here and there. And then, as you might have heard a while back, we went to Australia. So we did a big international tour somewhat before we actually went to the East Coast. And it kind of just worked out, I think, for us that Dave and Rishi had decided to move over there. We became a bi-coastal band since last year. So it's been like about almost, I'd say, like a year and a half since Dave and Rishi and Tim and I have all gotten together and played. So it's going to be kind of interesting, and at the same time, it's exciting. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it would have worked out or if we whatever would have made it out there at least this soon if they weren't living out there, but I don't know. I guess it's all just kind of coming together.
All right. So you mentioned that you've been doing all the booking kind of for the tour. I've always wondered, you know, you haven't played on the East Coast before. How do you go about getting into contact with certain venues? Do you, you know, ask friends that you have over there or bands that you know from there? How does the whole booking of a tour process work out?
It was a multitude of things, honestly. And, you know, I could honestly say that a long time ago, MySpace used to actually make it a lot easier. You used to be able to you know, look up a city or a state that you were planning to play in and then find a band within that genre and then just kind of cold call them. And, but now you can't do that anymore. And so it's really kind of back to just depending on who you know and just a good old Google search. So it started off with me talking to Beware of Safety, who was originally from Boston. And that I know they had actually toured the East Coast the year before, so talking to them to see who they know, who would be willing to help us out. They name dropped a couple of people, people that put together shows in some cities. And then I even went as far as to just Google searching instrumental bands and then putting in the city and then just see who comes up. And then it kind of just would, like, it's just like a trail of clues after that, you know? So it's like one venue I would, like, you know, kind of see who's playing at one venue that I looked up and kind of see if I found any like-minded bands. And then if it wasn't that, then there was even as going as far as, like, looking at bands who I like, for example, like Arms and Sleepers and the American Dollar, who are both from the East Coast. And it's like, where do they play locally? You know, like, like, what do they do? Like, what venues are they playing at when, you know, they're not touring? So it was like kind of like putting together like a big puzzle and just seeing who's who. But, you know, the show was kind of, I'd say, put together based on a factor of each one. So Boston was through Beware of Safety, and then New York was through the promoter that helped Beware of Safety. Pennsylvania, or Westchester, I should say, is it was actually through a band that was a fan of ours, and then vice versa. And so we kind of just said, hey, we're finally making it out there. So luckily for me, I kind of just left it on them to, you know, help us, like, to put that show together. And then Baltimore was actually based on just straight up, you know, research, just who's, what instrumental bands are in Baltimore, and then contacting them. So that was just, that was all on me.
All right. So you mentioned that, you know, MySpace used to be very helpful, and I'm sure we can all agree that MySpace has pretty much gone to shit.
Yeah.
So do you think the disintegration of MySpace has really, you know, affected the music industry?
I would say, at least amongst my peers, I guess it somewhat has. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was just me that used to be able to do that kind of stuff, or really depended on their music search. But if you go on there now, it's just tier bands. It's, if I look up, it's, for example, San Francisco, or I don't know, even let's just say LA, like, you know, what bands are playing in the area, I'm going to get bands like Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm going to get bands like, you know, Beastie Boy, you name it. Like, you name, you know, whatever big top artist is in the area, you know, or that lives here. Like, that's who you're going to get. You're not going to find, I mean, I think it's pretty rare. You got to be a little bit more patient to find that DIY band, you know. But I thought that was maybe MySpace's bread and butter, but who knows?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, back in the day, whenever MySpace just, like, made it big, if you ever wanted to hear an artist, you know, you would go to their MySpace page, check out their few tracks that they have, and, you know, get accustomed to them before, I guess, you would go off and purchase their record or whatever.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, I don't go to MySpace to listen to a band anymore. You just go to YouTube and type it in, boom, you can listen to anything on YouTube nowadays. Like, the one thing MySpace was good at, it's no longer good at. And I think it's really affected, because you can't, you know, bands don't have a YouTube page. I guess they can, maybe, but it's not the same.
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying. And you know, like, a great example of that was when we actually booked the New York venue. So the promoter had actually said, okay, I got this great venue in Williamsburg, and we were all excited about it. And then he comes back and says, so do you have any bands that you'd want to play with? And, you know, we named a few, and he was like, oh, those bands are kind of big. You know, we said, I think Moving Mountains was one of them. And it was like, I kind of know them through, like, a friend's band. And American Dollar was just apparently busy or something, or maybe just, I don't know if they were interested in playing with us. But either way, I mean, you know, so I had to ask Brandon, like, you know, from You May Die in the Desert, if he knew any bands from New York that I could check up. And he had mentioned this band called Calls. And, you know, after listening to their Bandcamp site, which I think is kind of an up-and-coming site, or I guess, yeah, like a server, like, similar to MySpace, that helps bands kind of just promote their stuff. And that's just been kind of like maybe the replacement of MySpace. But, you know, and then through Bandcamp is where I found even, like, some of the other bands that are, like, supporting the bill that, you know, hopefully we'll hear tonight. So Through the Water, for example, you know, I, at the same time, I found Time Columns, because they're both from Baltimore, you know, and they were similar artists, I guess, in the Bandcamp, or they both have Bandcamp pages. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, MySpace, I guess, maybe would still probably be in better business if they kind of maybe just stuck to the music and stopped having so many, like, spammers and ads on their sites. I know it really hurt Signal Hill when, like, things started to go down for them, because we were just getting slammed. And at the same time, it made it harder for us to promote our stuff. I know there was probably, like, a little bit of a lull, and we really just depended on emailing, you know, people who've ever bought our stuff, and maybe just through friends, you know, like, who would go to the shows. But other than that, like, when MySpace took a dive, I think it kind of put the music, at least the do-it-yourself kind of scene, or the independent scene, on hold for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. It's I guess Bandcamp is probably the up-and-coming site. And I think Bandcamp is pretty much better than MySpace was, but I don't think as many people know about it. Plus, the thing that MySpace had was, you know, people were had their profiles and all that stuff. It was like Facebook, basically. So if you can merge Facebook and Bandcamp together, then you'd have what MySpace kind of was, an improved version.
And it's weird, because, like, if I look up a band and I'm really looking for their website or their Bandcamp site, for example, and then I see a MySpace site, I get a little cautious, and I'm like, I don't know if I should visit their MySpace site.
Yeah.
It's like something might happen to my computer, but I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, let's dive into the playlist here. So what's the theme for today's playlist, Brian?
Well, you know, I really wanted to, one, kind of just maybe name drop a few bands that Signal Hill has played with that I'm really, like, enjoying as far as what's been kind of going through my iPod these days. But at the same time, really just what's been kind of happening, what people can expect if they come up to some of the shows. So I picked some tracks of the bands that we'll be playing with on tour that I really enjoy and I've been promoting and listening to as of right now. And at the same time, promoting some of our other friends, and at the same time, also what's kind of just been going on with myself. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of things, I guess, that's been going on for this year. But I think it's going to make for a pretty entertaining set list, at least. So we'll see.
All right. Sounds good. So what's the first track that we opened up the show with?
Yeah, so Cillian Rail, I Is Somebody Else, is a track from an older album, actually, and the album was And I You to Pieces. They got another album out called Panthillion, as well as an acoustic music EP that was released this year that's pretty awesome. So, yeah, they're like good friends that we were fortunate enough to play with when we went up to San Jose and San Francisco, and played with them a couple of times here when they made it down to L.A., and I think they're just really talented for a two-piece, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll see more from them, so.
All right, sounds good. So what's going to be the first track that's going to start off this next block right here?
Okay, so from Westchester, PA, we are playing with a band called North End, and I really enjoyed this album, In Through the Musical Earth, which is a free one, actually, that you could actually download off their Bandcamp site. And the song that I selected is called Stratosphere.
All right, so here is North End with Stratosphere. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Armand here with our guest Brian from the band Signal Hill, who curated today's podcast. So, Brian, what are we playing that last block right there?
So we started off with North End's song Stratosphere. I should also mention that they actually have a new album out that I'm looking to pick up when we make it out there. In the middle, there was a group called The Water, and their song title was Mr. Fritz Fantasia. I believe you could actually download their two albums plus a live album off their Bandcamp site, which is pretty great. And they're also from Baltimore, and we'll be playing with them. And then another band from Baltimore that's a little mathy, as you heard at the end there, was Time Columns and their song 100 Flowers.
All right. Did you ever watch The Wire?
I'm actually into it now, believe it or not. Okay. And so, I mean, this is totally unrelated to me booking the show in Baltimore, but a while back on my Netflix queue, I had always heard about people talking about The Wire, and, you know, if you like this, and, you know, if you like this show and you like The Shield, you love The Wire, and I love those shows, and I, like, never got into The Wire, you know, it's like that always kind of stayed in the middle of my queue and never made it up to top. And then finally, when we ended up booking this show in Baltimore, I kind of just had, like, a little, like, aha moment. It was like, oh, yeah, I had those first season of The Wire, like, in my queue. I should bump those up. And, yeah, it's all kind of coming together now, you know. It's like I'm three episodes in, kind of exciting. But
all right.
At the same time, yeah, I've heard of the show, and I'm quite enjoying it. And I guess, I don't know why, like, I think of the group, I'm probably the most excited about going to Baltimore, but at the same time, like, getting a little bit more fearful as I get into the season, so.
Yeah.
We'll see if my bass gets stolen a second time.
Yeah, the show starts off a little slow, but it picks up, and it, you know, it gets you kind of, yeah, wearisome of Baltimore. I don't have any plans of going to Baltimore after I've seen that show. but I'm sure it's a lovely city.
Well, two things I've come to mind is that if my bass gets stolen a second time, I don't know if I'll get much help. And then two, I'm wondering where the venue is actually located in the city versus what I've seen on the show. So
anyway, enough about The Wire. We'll move into this next block right here. So what's going to be the first track to start us off?
So hopefully I'm pronouncing this right. It's a band that we'll be playing with in New York, and I believe they're called Zvuv, and their album is also free off their Bandcamp site. And I should probably spell it for everyone. It's Zvoov, and the song that I really liked off them, and they're really unique and kind of instrumental and experimental, I should say. And it's How Dare You, How Dare Me. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Armand here with our guest Brian, who curated today's podcast. Brian, what did we play in that last block right there?
So we started off with Zwoo, off their Everbrown EP, and the song title was How Dare You, How Dare Me, pretty experimental stuff. And after that was a group called Hadouken, and their track is Stations off their new album, Luminary, and they're from Boston, which is, you know, we're really excited and looking forward to playing with them, and they're friends with our friends here, Beware of Safety. And yeah, so Hadouken is kind of helped us put together the Boston show, and with some other great bands like Vanzetti and another band called The Parachuter or Parachuter. And so looking forward to doing that. So that pretty much, like, as far as bands go, have kind of given a little sample and taste of you know, what to expect, I guess, from our East Coast tour.
All right. I'm glad you did that, because even though I won't be on the East Coast to go to shows, I hadn't heard of any of these, the first six bands. So, you know, you're introducing me to this, so that's always great. But I'm sure you're introducing the, you know, the audience to some bands that they probably haven't heard of before, unless they're from those areas. So I'm glad you came up with this playlist, Brian.
Oh, yeah. You know, I appreciate you having it on here. The way I see it is, you know, they're, you know, I'm promoting them, but at the same time promoting us, and I'm pretty sure it's the same thing over there. I'm pretty sure people who are listening to these bands are wondering who the hell Signal Hill is, and, you know, hopefully we'll bring something new to their taste, to their plate as well. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this East Coast tour, and I think, you know, it's going to be pretty eye-opening, and to see, you know, how far our music has pretty much maybe reached that side of our country. So,
all right. Sounds good. So, so what's going to be the track that's going to start us off in this next block?
I'm really excited about this one, and it's our friends from Australia, All India Radio. They put out a song that is kind of come together with a video that's been a big hit on YouTube called Rippled, and it's actually the song that is on their new album, The Silent Surf, but at the same time has been released on the split 7-inch that will be that is available for pre-order now with us. So,
all right. So you guys have a split coming out with All India Radio. You know, how many tracks from, I guess, each artist?
Just one.
Okay.
So yeah, Rippled is their track from their album, The Silent Surf, that's also released on the split. And the track that we're putting out, Van Gogh Sky, is actually an unreleased track. So it's totally new.
All right. So you guys are, you know, even though you're on two different coasts, you guys have been working on some new material, right?
Yeah. So so Van Gogh Sky is one of those songs that was actually written where half the band was on each coast. So you had Rishi and Dave had put together the song on the East Coast and then kind of sent it to us on MP3s for Tim and I to create our parts too. And then eventually as they recorded their end on their end and then kind of sent it back, and then we had our edits and our opinions about the song, it kind of all just started formulating together as we put together our parts and shared it with one another. But yeah, like Dave and Rishi ended up recording their end of the songs. I mean, I'm sorry, their guitar parts in New York at a studio, and Tim and I did ours at the compound over here in Signal Hill, as we always have with our other albums. So it was interesting. So this is actually one of the first songs that have accomplished as being a bi-coastal band. And we have a bunch of other songs in storage that we had done when we were all here. And, you know, we just need to kind of maybe fine tune them a little bit more and maybe write a little bit more. And I think we might have another album out as soon as next year. So,
all right. Sounds good. So you guys are going to be playing some new tracks, or at least experimenting with them whenever you do this tour?
Yeah. So I think I know there was like a little bit, if anyone has visited our Facebook site recently, there's a little bit of a voting or going on our what tracks we would actually play on our set list. And I think a new song actually kind of fell a little bit near on the end of the cutoff point. I know I've been kind of a big lobbyist of making it happen as well with some other songs that I enjoy playing with the group. So, I think people who come out to the East Coast shows can anticipate hearing some new stuff as well. So, Yeah, this 7-inch is going to be pretty exciting because I think All India Radio has a pretty unique and different sound than what people who are familiar with what we sound like, and very down tempo, very kind of electronic almost, but instrumental nonetheless. So,
all right, sounds great. So we'll jump into this block right here. It's a short one, but we'll start it off with All India Radio with their song Rippled.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Armand here with our guest Brian of the band Signal Hill. Brian curated today's podcast. So, Brian, what are we playing that last block right there?
So we started off that block with All India Radio's new song, Rippled, off their new album, The Silent Surf. And it ended with another Australian band who is a really great bunch of guys from Sydney called Sleep Makes Waves. And their song was Hello Cloud Mountain. And it was off a new album, which I was actually recently happy to have discovered, called And So We Destroyed Everything. So they've been kind of a busy bunch since we saw them last in Australia, and they released a new album on top of a new single track. And yeah, I think the new album is really great, and I hope that was a great example of as far as a song goes, to kind of show how much they've kind of, gotten along, I guess, since we've seen them last. So I guess, you know, just with Australia being what it was a really great trip and tour, and we were fortunate enough to not only get to know a lot of great people, but also learn about some of the music that's coming out of that, out of Sydney and Melbourne, and it's a lot of good stuff. And I'm always kind of checking out their sites and seeing what's going on, as and you know, share more of it here in the U.S. So
we actually played a Sleep Makes Waves track in the last episode we did. It was off their EP, I guess, their debut EP, the two-track one. I'm glad you played this because I hadn't heard any of their stuff afterwards. So I'm glad you played it. I enjoyed the track.
Yeah, as I was you know, putting this playlist together, and it was like, you know, it's like I felt like it was kind of like, you know, what else is out there that is gonna, you know, kind of has something to do with who I like, and at the same time, like, you know, kind of promotional at that. And I felt like that, you know, I was just lucky to find this, and I'm glad I did. And I always I kind of thought, I guess, that they broke up, because I know that one of the guitar players, I know he went to visit the States for a while and was gone for a little while. And one of our hosts, Alex, who plays in that band, I know he had moved away from Sydney when we had played shows with them. So I thought that it seemed like they were going on some kind of hiatus, but they've been a busy bunch of guys. And I remember when we were out there, they were telling us like how the scene's kind of coming together with some young bands that we were fortunate enough to get some music from. So a band called like Panzer Queen, for example, you know, I was great to have walked away with one of their demos, I guess, and it was really good. So.
All right. Sounds great. Okay, so we've got one block left in today's show. Before we jump into that, I usually ask this question to our guests, since we're, I guess, almost about 3/4 of the way through 2011, pretty much. Are there any albums that you've really enjoyed so far in the year?
Yeah, so, well, we talked about Sleep Makes Waves, and, you know, that's one of them right there. It was, you know, just a nice surprise, and came out in July, and that was a really great great album that I was able to get. And then Cillian Rail, who started off the playlist, they came out with that acoustic album, which I believe I mentioned, and I think that's something just like that's unique, and it's great as an acoustic album, but at the same time it's like, wow, what could this sound like live when, you know, they're playing drums or maybe playing electric guitar. But so out of those two, and then not just because they're friends of ours, but I personally feel like this album's just really kind of said, you know, this is what they've come to, and, you know, it's really like kind of like how much they've grown as well is our friends Beware of Safety, and they've come out with a band called Leaves and Scars, and I'm sorry, an album, Leaves and Scars, and that's really like a lot of like my favorite tracks as far as put together on an album goes is that album that they've recently put together. So yeah, I'd say that like those are some favorites of this year, and that are really, you know, kind of a guaranteed jam on my iPod as I'm driving. So
all right, sounds great. So, you know, before we just jump into these last two tracks, where can people, you know, buy your music, listen to it online, check out your tour dates if they missed it, all that stuff?
So as far as the tour goes, you can find it on our Facebook site. Just, you could search Signal Hill. There's also signalhillmusic.com. It's our domain. And, I believe our music is pretty much available through our site and also on iTunes and as well as CD Baby if anyone purchases from there.
So, Brian, what are these last two tracks that we're going to play in this show today?
So, our friends You May Die in the Desert came out with a recent album or EP, International Waters, and this song is one of my favorites amongst many of theirs, but because it's the most recent, I felt like it deserved to get played, and it's the song True North. And then this last track that's going to kind of finish things off, and it has something new, and it's an older song, but it's from an LA band called The Lights From Here. Just a little something about this band is that I was lucky enough to have played with them for a little bit when Signal Hill, when Dave and Richard moved to New York and we weren't practicing on a regular basis. The band is on somewhat of a hiatus now, but some of the members and myself kind of gotten together and we've decided to kind of just play some new stuff. And I guess as kind of a tribute to that and to what I'm doing nowadays, I felt like this song should somewhat be on the playlist. And it's a favorite of mine, actually, of one of their older albums, like Ghost with Steel Shoes.
I actually saw them play once. I don't know if you guys were playing that day. It was at the venue of the Cocaine. I think Beware of Safety were there. It might have been Gifts from Enola. It's blurry, but I remember seeing them live. They were nice. They were lovely.
Oh, yeah. We might have. I'm pretty sure we actually did maybe play that show. Maybe it wasn't. I think that might have been the West Without a Word show. But we played with them a lot when they were playing often. And they became good friends. And I felt like they kind of like, you know, I'm pretty sure they didn't. But they were one of the earlier instrumental bands in the LA area that kind of... I'd say set the stage. I mean, I was looking up to them when Signal Hill started, so that's just the way I kind of felt about it. And so to get to know them and then even play with some of the members now and just be friends with some of them is great, in my opinion. So,
all right, Brian, thanks again for doing the show today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for having me put this playlist together.
All right, no problem. Anything you want to plug before we just dive into these last two tracks?
No, just... come out to the show. Maybe just one other thing is that, you know, like I had mentioned, the 7-inch is up for pre-order, and there's some new swag, some shirts that we've actually designed and are out. So, I don't know, just a lot of cool stuff coming along, and I think after this year there's going to be a lot more happening, and you know, even though Signal Hill is bi-coastal, you know, we're gonna have a lot going on, I think, in the years to come. So,
sounds great. So we'll dive into these last two tracks. Here are the first one is You May Die in the Desert with True North, followed by The Lights From Here with Bird Mouth.